He's Father dear. He's everyone. I thank Father at this time to call your attention to an article which came to Father, and as it is quite significant, we thank Father to share it with you all. It's an article about Judas the goat, and it shows several pictures of this goat leading these lambs out of a stall in a stockyard. And it says, no bee sheep, but a bee-hearted goat is New York's Judas, who leads trusting lambs to slaughter. A five-year-old who betrays 500,000 lambs each year. Cynically self-satisfied Judas qualifies as one of the biggest villains in Manhattan. Judas plies his treacherous trade in New York's slaughterhouse district. Here, with dignified mien, but heart as hollow as his horns, he daily lures lambs from the stockyards to their doom. This picture shows him leading them out, and it says, pacing proudly at head of flock, Judas leads newly arrived lambs out of railroad pens in New York. And then it shows them crossing the cobblestoned courtyard and the railroad tracks there, and it says, silly sheep, trusting a billy goat just because he is kissing kin. Follow Judas across the street to slaughterhouse. Judas often averages 20 guided tours a day. And this lower picture says, in addition to slaughter of innocents, Judas trains another goat, third from left, in murderous craft, is in specialized role as greeter and betrayer. He has few rivals. So it's wonderful to see that there's not a human concerned in the whole affair of taking the sheep from their pens to the slaughterhouse, that just the instinct of this goat to lead these innocent lambs, and the lambs, because they are, what it says here, kiss and kin, that means that they're very close relationship to a goat, not by nature, but I suppose by their breed. And it was stressfully brought to mind how Isaiah, in the 53rd chapter, the 7th verse, when he was speaking of Christ when he would be on earth, he said he'd be led as a lamb to the slaughter, dumb as a sheep before his shears. So you can see that that was a wonderful parable of how Christ would be led up to Calvary's Mount and crucified, and how Judas was the one that betrayed Christ. So that's where the goat would get his name, because he goes and greets the lambs, and they trustingly follow him. And then he betrays them, and they are all slaughtered.